I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Who cares?
This is the podcast that nobody cares about. Full of news that nobody gives a crap about. This is the Who Cares News for Friday, August 12th, 2016. And now here's your hosts, Van Kemp and Morgan. Got Morgan.
Woohoo, Friday.
Yeah, and thank you for coming in on your day off. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet.
You know, because...
Why not?
But you didn't bring any donuts, man.
I know.
What up?
Right behind.
What up?
And for, you know, I just told you to go get something. He said, I can't have to work.
I got to work. I got to finish the show. Who's going to finish? You're not going to come over here and do this. Well, maybe.
I'll do it.
Now, because you said that, we're going to get a flurry of emails.
No, we
and
won't.
Check-ins and feedbacks from the website saying, yeah, let Morgan on. Let Morgan do it. Let her do it. You've been watching the Olympics? I know you have.
Yes.
I think last night, yes. Pinnacle so far.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, now, I said this earlier. Because of the internet, we know what happens by 5 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
But I still find myself staying up. Last night, I stayed up till 1 o'clock watching Olympic coverage. Well, no, I wanted to see
why
it.
Why do they do this so late?
Well, it's for ratings. I don't
at
know why.
Midnight?
I know, right? Yeah. Well, that's because they put Jimmy Fallon on hiatus till the 22nd.
But so, why?
I don't know. I don't know.
If they're going to delay broadcasting.
I remember.
Delay it at a reasonable time.
We'll take you back. John Tesh.
Yes.
Doing gymnastics coverage. You might remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in the dark ages. But they would run the gymnastics events at about 8 o'clock prime mm-hmm. time.
Right.
And they might stretch it till 9 to kind of get you to stay all uh-huh. night. Now NBC needs the audience so bad they stretch it till 11 o'clock. So, but
gymnastics,
there was a lot of good stuff going on before 11.
It wasn't even done until after midnight.
I know, but it was done yesterday afternoon.
I know, but
all
why
of these are done.
Can't watch, well, I guess maybe can some
stupid.
People watch it.
Just stupid. Yes, you can stream it
okay.
online, and I think through some of the millions of networks on cable that NBC owns, or I should say Comcast, the evil Comcast owns.
I do yeah. miss when you know the big network would they would you could see the Olympics all day long, and you could watch
well, you
multiple
can. Right, you still can.
And
but because we have 500 channels, you just
like, here,
channels.
There's two guys on rings, and you can watch that person on the bars, and then, oh, this person's going to do this.
And if you watch it on Telemundo, it's on all day. So there you go. You just got to maybe turn the sound down because the language might confuse you a little bit. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. You might want to turn the sound down on this one, too, because our language usually confuses me. What's going on?
I like Hugh Grant. I've always liked Hugh Grant. He claims to know the secret to a good marriage.
What's that?
Sleeping with other people.
Really? Oh, God.
Hugh says he's always admired the French and the Italians, who are very devoted to their marriages, and they take them extremely seriously.
Yes, yes.
But it is understood there may be other visitors at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Excuse me, honey. We're going to go borrow the bed for a while. Don't come a-knocking. I'm going to put a necktie on the door.
You're the one who says you like Hugh Grant.
I mainly like him, you know, in movies, I guess.
You notice he's getting a little gray. He's in that new movie with Meryl Streep tonight.
He was funny on James Corden.
Did he do Carpool?
No.
Oh.
He should. That would be hilarious.
I don't think he can sing.
It wouldn't matter. It's karaoke.
Let's just
they
keep
should
it
get
at that.
People...
We have a lot of karaoke fans listening to this
I
radio
know,
show.
But it should be not just singers in the car, but people who like to sing and do karaoke. It's Carpool Karaoke.
You like to sing.
They would never put me on
no,
Carpool
let's call,
Karaoke.
No, let's call Corden's people.
Oh, Lordy.
Let's get you on there.
I'd have to wear
radio
a
show
mask.
Producer.
I'd have to wear
sings
a mask.
Carpool Karaoke with James Corden.
Anyway, so it's not to say that Hugh believes in the institution of marriage to begin with, because Hugh says, if you ask me the question, do I think human beings are meant to be in 40-year-long monogamous, faithful relationships? No.
This is a guy who's got like 4 kids, right?
I can just hear him saying this stuff. I think there's something unromantic about marriage, he continued. Though Hugh's brother has an annoyingly good marriage, he's really happy. It pisses me off.
Well, speaking of Hugh Grant, he was on Watch What Happens Live last night, and when showed pictures of a few of his leading ladies in the past, he didn't recognize Renee Zellweger. But then
what,
again,
the way she is now?
Who does, yeah.
Right, okay.
He appeared honestly not to recognize her. As we know, Renee doesn't look like herself anymore.
This is true.
Has been very outspoken about the focus being solely on her appearance and not on her performance.
Whatever.
Of course, she hasn't had much performance lately.
No.
But, by the way, she does have work now, finally. She's starring in the upcoming Bridget Jones's Baby. Has it been, like 10 years since the last Bridget Jones? So Bridget Jones is now in her 40s having a baby. That's good, right? Anyway.
Okay.
Hugh is not, by the way, in the new movie. I guess not,
because otherwise he would recognize her. I think I just saw her yesterday.
Also on Watch What Happens Live last night, Hugh told Andy Cohen that he hasn't kept in touch with many of his co-stars over the years because, quote, they all hate me, I think. I would do that in his accent, but I'm no.
Well, see, I can't do it in his accent. Yeah. I love his delivery. I think he's funny, and he's somewhat still cute.
So dry-witted.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dry-witted. Yeah. Is that a word? Dry-witted?
But I love that about him. That's what makes him. That's what makes him Hugh Grant.
That, and he needs a bottle of Just for Men now.
It kind of bugs me because men, when they dye their hair sometimes in a box, they just stick crap on their hair, and it's all one color, and it's like, dude, your hair is dyed.
It's not in our genes to dye our hair. So when we dye it, we do it like everything else. Hey, I need to build that thing over there. Yeah, give me my circular saw and my tool belt. We do the same kind of thing with hair dye.
So you stick it on your hair like car wax? And we thought Sony Music was bad. Now we're hearing that another Marvin Gaye hit song is the subject of a lawsuit.
What? Wait.
This time, pop star Ed Sheeran is being sued by the family of
Not
the writer.
Ed Sheeran. I like him.
I think Marvin Gaye's family's going, let's see what else sounds like.
Oh, my
this
God.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Huh.
The similarities to Sheeran's 2014 hit song, Thinking Out Loud.
See, but here's what I think. I think that Marvin Gaye's songs were fantastic, of course. They're classic.
Right.
But they also have a pretty familiar chord progression. Now, see, that was big words for me to say.
It was. I'm
proud
of you.
Yeah, especially for a guy who doesn't know a damn thing about music.
Chord progressions.
Or chord progressions. I just thought it sounded good, to be honest with you. I heard it on American Idol one time.
Well, you might remember that Marvin Gaye's family sued Robin Thicke over similarities with Got to Give It Up and Blurred Lines, which I
heard it. It has almost as good as the Stairway to Heaven thing, which I still think that they got robbed on that.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
So Marvin's family won that one.
Yes, they did.
We don't hear much about Robin Thicke anymore.
No, we don't.
Ed Sheeran rose to fame when Taylor Swift took him under her wing a few years ago, and he's a major star
now. He's a huge star now.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Which means he's got really deep pockets for Marvin Gaye's estate. That's what they're thinking. There's an arrest warrant for Tyga.
What?
Come on now. You can't be disappointed about that, right? More rappers being arrested, and the Kardashians are reportedly angry about it. A judge ordered an arrest warrant on Tuesday after Tyga failed to appear in court to sort out an ongoing eviction issue with his former landlord out in Malibu.
Right.
Court documents show that Tyga skipped out on 3 months' rent of $16,000 a month.
That's a problem.
And left major damages estimated to be about $480,000 on a house in Malibu.
That's a problem.
What do these guys do?
I don't know.
I mean,
I really don't know.
I get it. Go back to the day when Robert Plant was throwing TVs out of hotel windows into swimming pools. Uh-huh. I get it. But now, I mean, they think that that's part of the persona.
Yeah.
Anyway, hearing was there to order Tyga to reveal his finances to the court, you know, just so they could figure out if he's got enough money to pay up his $500,000. And we do know that Tyga gifted Kylie Jenner with a $200,000 Maybach for her birthday. The Kardashians are not exactly having a ball with Tyga's financial crisis. Sources claim some members have been blowing up his phone because they think his financial issue messes with the heart of their brand.
Oh, good grief.
Like they don't have... The heart of their brand is chaos.
True.
Blac Chyna. Rob. Scott Disick.
Kanye
West. Tyga.
Wow.
Think about that. Chaos with a K. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Hey, you can listen to us all day long over at our podcast site, thewhocaresnews.com, if you dare or if you care. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Mondays through Fridays. And check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Bandcamp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm Renee Zellweger.